When we think of pillars in the congregation, names such as Abraham, Moses, Paul may come to mind. Unfortunately, we're not talking about those brothers tonight. We're talking about Tychicus, Onesimus, Aristarchus, Mark, Justus. Outside of Mark, you're probably wondering, who are these people? And that's okay. They're not mentioned very often in the Bible, but what we need to pull away from what we want to know about them is that they did one thing for one person, one time. In this case, they were a strengthening aid to Paul when he was in prison. One thing, one person, one time. And this is important for us because we may feel in our circumstances, we're aware of our limitations. We're aware of our mistakes, our failings. So when we look at people like Moses, those shoes may seem a little too big for us. But examples such as this is a much more attainable goal for us. That's something that's within our reach. So as we consider this, we may wonder, why did Paul need help? Obviously, he was in prison at this time. But even more than that, the accounts tell us that once he got to Rome, he summoned the prominent Jews, and he discussed with them what was going on, and all of them turned their back on him. So Paul was left alone. But he had his Christian brothers with him, these brothers. So let's read the account where Paul talks about them. It's in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 7. And as we read this, we're not going to focus on the narrative portion. We're going to focus expressly on how did Paul feel about them. Colossians chapter 4, verse 7. Tychicus, my beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow slave in the Lord. Verse 9. He is coming along with Onesimus, my faithful and beloved brother who is from among you. Verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow captive, sends you his greetings, and so does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. Verse 11. And Jesus, who is called Justus, who are of those circumcised. Only these are my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have become a source of great comfort for me. And if we consider some of the things these men did for Paul, if we combine this with some of the various other accounts mentioned in the Bible about them, they visited Paul when he needed it. It may sound simple, but we know of many people, maybe not in prison, but because of age, circumstance, or health, they're away from the congregation. We don't want to let shyness prevent us from giving them the encouragement they need. And who needs encouragement? It's going to be the lesser ones in the congregation, isn't it? Or those who seem lesser. We don't want to shy away from them either because they're not as prominent as some others. Some other things they did, they acted as messengers and delivered Paul's letters and verbal communication. They took the letter, they walked it from here to there, and they delivered it. It doesn't sound like much, but how important was that to Paul in that moment? And we too, we may feel, I'm not a plumber, I'm not an electrician, I can't fix a car, but I can push a lawnmower. It's a simple thing, it's the one thing I can do for one person the one time, and they will remember that. They brought encouraging reports about the congregation. Think about how important that is to someone who's been away from the congregation. They want to feel like they're still a part of the congregation. But how can they feel like they're a part of the congregation if they don't know what's going on in the congregation? They need us to bring that news to them so that they can still feel like they belong. So do we remember the names of these brothers? We mentioned them twice already. We may have already forgotten them. And that's okay. Paul remembers who they are because they did that one thing for that one person that one time. And he remembers that. And think about the bonds they have up in heaven now. Of Paul remembered. That's their reputation forever with Paul. And we can have that too. If we help each other during these critical last days, we can walk into the new world. They're going to remember that one thing we did for them that one time, and they'll remember that forever. And forever with us is not just our lifetime. Jehovah forever is all of forever. It's eternity. That's the reputation we can have by taking just a few simple steps. Do one thing for one person, one time.